Do you have any thoughts about how an ordinary person can change how he or she views work or attitudes towards work? In other words, how can we change our attitude from either the job or career approach to the calling approach? Are there any ways that you can suggest? The Dalai Lama thought a while.
I'm not sure. But for example, let us imagine a farmer. When he does his work, how could he see it as a calling? Perhaps he could try to see the higher purpose to his work and then reflect on it. Maybe think about his taking care of nature, cultivating life. Or in the case of a factory worker, he or she could think about the ultimate benefit of the particular machine they are making. I don't know. I think for some, it might be difficult, but they can try to look for purpose. Now, I would think that certain professions like social workers, teachers, health workers, would see their work as a calling.
You know, interestingly enough, you would think that our view of our work depends on the nature of the job. In some jobs, for example, some kinds of unskilled labor or what are considered menial jobs, you would think that people would see their job just as a means to earn money, while a social worker or a nurse or a doctor would see it more as a calling. But it is not the case that there is a division based on the job. In fact, the very same study that identified the three primary categories of how we view work found that there was the same division no matter what the particular field or job. They studied a group of college administrators, all with the same job, the same level of education, same setting, and so on. And they found that a third saw their work as a job, a third as a career, and a third as a calling. So, even among nurses, physicians, or social workers, some just see it as a job, some see it as a career, focusing on more promotions or advancement, and some people see it as a calling. It seems to be based more on the psychology of the person and their view of their work rather than the nature of the work itself.
Yes, I can see how that may be true. For example, the Buddhist monk students are supposed to study for a higher purpose, for liberation. But some may not carry that motivation. But that may be due to environment. Maybe they have no one who gives them good advice, helps them to see the wider view and the ultimate purpose. So if the social worker is properly trained and guided and care and attention is paid to cultivating the proper motivation right from the beginning, then they might be better able to see their work as a calling.